Now, we have to say congratulations to Vanessa Butler, who got married on Tuesday to Sean O'Callaghan. And Vanessa's on the line. How are you doing, Vanessa?
Hi, Ray. How are you keeping?
Congratulations.
Thank you. At long last.
Yeah, yeah. And we're joined by your brother as well, James Patrice. How are you doing, James?
Hi, Ray. How are things? I'm great.
Good to talk to you. I'll talk to Vanessa first, if you don't mind. Now, Tuesday, so you said at last. How many times did you have to postpone it, Vanessa?
This was our third date.
Right,
so
okay,
right. We were due to get married the 5th of April. Then we postponed the 17th of August. And then back in May, we just pulled and said, you know what? We'll just do March next year. So we were lucky to get a date in March. And it was the 30th. So, yeah.
Right.
We had three dates.
And it's six people are allowed. And we were all told that come, you know, whenever it was, yesterday before, there was going to be an announcement. Did you consider holding on until you heard the announcement?
No. We just said,
right.
No, we had a list of six, which was really, really hard to do. You know, we were very fortunate, you know, that we were able to have a sibling each there.
Right.
We both have a brother, James, and Sean's brother is William. He was the best man. And, you know, we had a list of 25 and Cabra Castle were onto us and had said, you know, guys, have the 25 just in case, because we just don't know what might happen. You know, it was close to the 5th of April,
yeah.
Or, you know, for another announcement. And to be honest, myself and Sean were just like, you know, we're just going to go with six regardless, because it would be too much pressure on people as well. And, you know, we actually had just gotten basically in our heads that we were going to have six guests there, and we were happy enough with that. You know, we felt that to be a bonus, Ray.
I've seen your Instagram posts. First of all, you look amazing.
Thank you very much.
Secondly, it looks like it was a brilliant day.
I never stopped smiling and sweating the whole day.
Of course, it was a lovely day, wasn't it? It was the warmest day of the year.
Oh my God, it was. It was. It was the warmest day. We never stopped smiling. And I mean that, like, I know it's really cliche. Every couple says it's the best day they ever had.
Yeah.
But by God, for us, it really was. Like, and the fact that we got to have a meal, like, served to us, and we got to spend time with our parents and our brother. Like, you know, I actually, you know, you just couldn't wish for more,
yeah.
You know.
Tell us a little bit about Sean.
So Sean is a Garda, and he's married to me now.
That's it. That's all you need to know, Ray.
It, right? So Sean is great. He's actually delighted, you know. I'll be honest, you know yourself, Ray, for everybody, the past 12 months has been cruel.
Yeah.
It's been really, really tough. And, you know, there's lots going on in people's lives. So whatever is going on with them on top of this pandemic, it's always great to have something to look forward to, you know. And we kept saying the whole year, God, you know, it'll work out, it'll happen. And Sean has been great. And along with his parents, Eileen and Jean, and of course, Fran and Jim, my parents, and James, Jesus, we would be lost without them.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
William. Oh, Jesus, William as well, yeah.
That's all six there. It's great. I knew the whole congregation now.
Great. I spent the whole day talking to everyone. I'm wrecked, you know. I have to talk today with Wednesday. That's how much.
You know, you have to go from table to table to table. You didn't have to do that.
Cruel.
Yeah.
No, it was great.
But Sean has had a tough few years as well, hasn't he?
Yeah. So Sean, we discovered that he had a tumour on his kidney in June 2019, just a few days before my birthday. And just 2 weeks after, we moved into our house. And then just the week after that, he had surgery on it. So, it was a tough few months, but he's fine.
He's fine,
healthy,
now.
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah, back to health perfectly, yeah.
James Patrice, your sort of directorial expertise is all over the Instagram I saw. So it's the Sixy doing lip sync to Steps' version of Tragedy.
It was indeed, Ray, yes. I'm sure a lot of people would be familiar with the video. I think it came out in 1999. And in the video, the three ladies of Steps are getting married. But then the two men of Steps take them away from their grooms, and they perform a fantastic routine to their cover of Tragedy,
right.
Outside the church. And Vanessa and I always said from when we were kids, the first one of us that gets married, we have to reenact Steps on the day. So we were kind of, after the photos were done, I said, do you know what, guys, we'll head outside, we're just going to do another picture. And then it began, Ray, and then the swearing began, you know.
It's brilliant, though.
In order.
Tens of thousands of people have watched it already.
Yeah, it's on. I think it's on nearly 300,000 views.
Right.
So far, which is great.
But it, no,
and actually, I was most happy because.
Go on.
Oh, sorry, Ray. Yeah. No, I was delighted because a member of Steps actually shared it on their Instagram, and he messaged me to say that he put it into the Steps WhatsApp group. So
there you go.
I was thrilled.
There you go. Listen, when this is over, James Patrice, you must come in to us, and Vanessa, you're welcome to come in as well. Congratulations again, and well done on the video. It's there on your Instagram account. The lads doing tragedy on the steps of Cabra Castle. Amazing. Well done. See you. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.